March the 1st, 2015, 9:16 p.m. at home in Bradford. And this is the third boo that I've recorded in the last couple of days. And the last two have totally and utterly failed to upload. I'm not impressed at all with audio boo at the moment. I use the app and with an iPod Touch, and what's happened each time on my last three boos is I've asked it to upload it and the upload thing has just got stuck in an endless cycle. I did have a couple of boos, for example my Gary Barlow one, that it kept saying upload failed, upload failed, upload failed. But the bar was going forward and eventually it did upload, but the other boos I've done, nothing. It could be due to the fact that I've recorded them boos offline and tried to upload them online. For example, the boos that I do in the morning when I'm on the way to work, that's what I do with them. And yeah, the last two of them I've done have failed to upload. So I'm not very faithful. This one's gonna make it either, but I'm online. I'm at home, so I'm doing a dishwasher boo. So hopefully this'll hop up. And seeing as I haven't been able to upload the last two boos, I suppose it's just a case of catch up, really. Letting you know how the expanded clan of mine are doing. And the expanded clan are doing well. Our new daughter, whose name I still don't think I've slipped out on here yet, her newest daughter is absolutely fine, perfectly well and healthy. Me and the wife are kind of just about managing to cope. I'm back at work properly this week after a bit of a glitchy week last week. But now this week I'm going to attempt a full week back at work. Thank goodness. Honestly, thank goodness, because my wife by far has the harder job. I would much rather go to work where I can sit down at a desk and do some typing, type up some child protection documents. That is far less stressful than having to deal with your own children. Teaching other children and mentoring other children is a lot easier than dealing with your own. Because, I don't know, even though you are responsible, I don't know, it's just easier somehow. I suppose you don't have to think about it so much. It doesn't prey upon your mind so much. Once I'm out of the gates at my job, that's it. It's certainly not as physically demanding, that's for sure. I'm not running around having to tidy and clean up after all the kids in my school. Speaking of kids, though, I have to talk about my eldest daughter, who has so far been an exemplary older sister. She's three, and bless her, she's been incredible, actually. I've been well impressed. She doesn't seem jealous at all. She's very happy to give her little baby sister kisses and cuddles. She tells us when she's crying. And in fact, it's quite handy having a three-year-old around, because she's good at passing us towels and bottles and other things that we need. Something that I do have to point out about bottles is this bit of tech my wife bought. It's this, I don't know what it's called, but it's a Tommy Tippy, like, bottle dispenser thing. You put how much milk you want on the top. You put your powder in the bottle, press the button, it gives you the hot water. Or then you put your powder in, stir it, press the button again, it gives you the cold water. Jobs are done. So basically, it measures everything out for you, and it gives it to you at cooled temperature that's safe for the baby to drink. Now, that sounds a bit pointless and lazy, and yeah, it is to some extent, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, when you're utterly exhausted, and you don't want to be waiting for a kettle to boil, this thing is the dom. Very, very handy to have. And it filters the water too, which is nice. So yeah, with the steriliser and the water dispenser, yeah, we've got a bit of a baby laboratory going on here, but yeah, it's all going well. Sleep is what we need, but I'm just going to get used to living my life in a constant state of tiredness. I have actually managed to fit in a few hours of PlayStation time. I'm determined that being a father of two is not going to stop me having PlayStation time and time watching wrestling. I still want to do some of the things I enjoy, because I've learned from my dad that if you don't find yourself a proper hobby, then you end up doing dodgier things. Not that my dad's ever done anything particularly dodgy. Well, let me put it this way. Playing PlayStation for an hour a night is better than downing 6 pints. And I finished Dragon Age Inquisition, which, on balance, is a bit meh. I did all the side quests and things, and most of the side quests were pretty boring. I shouldn't have done them, really, because by the time I got to the final boss, I was way too powerful, and I absolutely annihilated him. Had no challenge whatsoever. So it all felt a bit at the end. I mean, at the end of the battle, in the ending, all my characters were like, oh, I'm so exhausted, what a battle that was. No, it wasn't. It was easy. We flounced him. Yeah. So, a bit disappointing that. As a palate cleanser now, I've moved on to Watch Dogs, which again is an open world game, but it's not as open world. You're in the city of Chicago, and you basically go around hacking things. Sort of, if you want money, you have to wait till someone's on their phone and hack their bank account, and you can look around for things to hack using security cameras. It's quite an interesting idea. It's kind of like, basically, you know, what if you could do pretty much anything with your smartphone? You know, what if you could get everybody's information from every network all at once? Yeah, it's not striking me as a masterpiece of gameplay. For example, when you're walking around the map, having things constantly pop up all the time is a bit annoying. And because there's so much you can do, it means like the controls and things are all a bit fiddly. And it's one of those games that, even though it gives you the illusion that there's loads and loads of ways to go about doing it, really there's only one or two ways of doing it that would actually work. For example, if you do want to go in and blast everyone, you are going to fail very, very often. But still, it's quite a novel game, and I'm enjoying it. It'll keep me busy for a week or two. But now it is March, and another week of work looms ahead. I'm quite looking forward to it. Yeah, that's all I can say, really. I've kind of petered out on this one. Like I said, I'm not bringing my A game. I could talk about some of the stuff going on in the news or in the world of wrestling, but if this doesn't upload, there's no point bringing my A game. Oh, and one last thing. I've given up on February. The prompts aren't really setting my world on fire, and I'm just far too behind. Well, February's over now, so yeah, that's the end of that. Epic fail and all that, but audio boo. Need to release an app that works. Oh, and by the way, for any audio boom executive who may be listening to this, I don't care about Russell Brand. He stopped being interesting years ago.